world where medical doctors cover up your symptoms with drugs. You need a better way. Look no further. You found it. The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast.
The Freedom From Pharmacy podcast is for information purposes only and should not be considered as medical advice. Always consult a physician when trying to get off a prescription medication.
Welcome to the Freedom From Pharmacy podcast. I'm your host, Brian Showalter. I am certified in holistic nutrition. I am not a doctor, and these claims have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration to prevent, cure, or treat any disease. Today's show, we're going to talk about fluoridated water. Now, you, the listener, probably already knows about fluoridated water, but your family might not, so this show's for them. Fluoride is put in the water to supposedly prevent tooth decay, but it doesn't. Studies show from areas that put it in the water and areas that didn't put it in the water that it didn't help prevent tooth decay. And even if it did, when do you put medication in the water when you can't control the dose? Not only that, when would you drink something for your teeth when it's only passing your teeth for just a second? And if you look at the toothpaste tube, it says call Poison Control Center if you swallow it. It's so safe. Fluoridated water first came about in Germany and Russia. And Hitler put it in the Jews' water because he found out that it made them less aggressive and more docile. I'm sure he was trying to prevent tooth decay among the Jews, you know. But anyway, fluoride is so powerfully toxic that in its pure form, it can eat through concrete, glass, and stainless steel. There's a big skull and crossbones on the containers that handle this stuff that they're putting in the water. There are 57 studies on how fluoridated water reduces IQ. 27 of them were reviewed by Harvard in a meta-analysis study. Harvard said that there was a reduction of IQ averaging around 20 points. A study in Kent, England found that people in fluoridated areas were 30% more likely to have hypothyroidism. It increases fluorosis, which is a discoloration of the tooth enamel where you get white spots on your teeth. Fluorosis currently affects 1 out of 5 kids in the U.S. It weakens your bones and causes fracture. You can see x-rays of kids in fluoridated areas versus non-fluoridated areas. Fluoride is a naturally occurring mineral in the soil, but the kind that they put in the water is hydrofluorosilicic acid and hexafluorosilicic acid, which is a chemical waste product from the aluminum industry. In 2011, the EPA started to phase out fluoride use as a pesticide because they thought their children were getting too much fluoride. Yes, it's a pesticide, and yes, they're putting it in the water. This is how brain-dead bureaucrats are. Now, you may be thinking, well, I'll just drink bottled water. Well, not so fast. It's in bottled water, too. Not all bottled water has fluoride added to it, but some of them do. So here's some brands that you want to avoid. Alhambra, Arrowhead, Belmont Springs, Crystal Rock, Crystal Springs, Deer Park, Diamond Springs, Hindley Spree, Ice Mountain, Candy Yohi, Kentwood Springs, Mayer Brothers, Mount Olympus, Nursery Water, and this one's particularly bad because they market it for babies and say, with added fluoride on the bottle, like it's a good thing. I mean, moving on. Ozarka, Poland Spring, Pure Flow, Puritan Springs, Shenandoah, Sierra Springs, Sparklets, and Zephyrals. So, you'll have to check on the brand of water that you like. What can we do about fluoridated water? Well, you can take the Harvard studies to your local water treatment plant and try to get them to take it out of the water. It's state law where I am, so even if the town doesn't want fluoride in the water, they may not be able to do anything about it. The only other thing you can do is to get a filter that can take fluoride out of the water. Berkey, ProPure are a couple brands that are gravity countertop filters. You can also do a reverse osmosis that can take it out. And you can just research other filters because I'm sure there's other ones that can do it. And if you want to learn more about how bad fluoride is, there's a documentary on YouTube called The Great Culling Our Water where you can learn more about it.
So this is Brian Showalter signing out. We'll see you next time.
see the products mentioned in this show, head over to freedomfrompharmacy.com and look at this episode's show notes, and you can see all of the Youngevity products by clicking on the store tab.
The Freedom From Pharmacy podcast is owned by Easy Way LLC and is under Ohio Revised Code 4759.0.